All right. Thank you, Angela. Good evening, everyone. It's State Tournament Baseball on KASM Radio as we bring you this from Delano tonight, the 96th Annual State Amateur Baseball Tournament set to begin. And we're going to start things off tonight with the Cold Spring Rockies taking on St. Patrick, and Kurt Hemmish joining me in our pregame show tonight. Kurt, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure joining you, Randy, to broadcast an amateur baseball game.
Hey, this is going to be a lot of fun tonight. The Cold Spring Rockies making the state tournament, playing some great baseball of late, and taking on a team with a lot of history in the Irish.
A lot of history is indeed. The St. Patrick Irish are here for the 15th time, and they've been here quite regularly lately.
Yeah, they have. And beautiful playing conditions tonight. Weather's not going to be a factor. Delano's got an awesome baseball park. Kind of reminds me of Springer Park in a little way, doesn't it?
It does a little bit with that beautiful ivy out in the outfield and the way it's enclosed with the grandstand and everything. It's just a beautiful ballpark down here, Randy.
You bet. And Kurt, of course, with this ball game tonight, the Cold Spring Rockies have been riding the arm of one left-hander, and he's going to get the start tonight, isn't he?
You said it there. They're going to ride the arm of Ryan Hannon, who has, fortunately for the Rockies, has not lost the game yet this year. Hopefully he can keep that going. The guy has given, hasn't allowed an earned run all year. He's given up 3 unearned runs on the whole season. He's had just a phenomenal season. He started late by the time he came back from college and things, but he's pitched some unbelievable baseball for the Cold Spring Rockies.
This is going to be quite the game. Cold Spring Rockies baseball on KASM, brought to you by Tom Kramer Incorporated, Cold Spring Bakery, Pep's Pork, World Spring Hill, Cold Spring Lanes, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Lakes Eye Clinic, West Wind Woodworkers, Albany Family Dentistry, Willenbring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring and Avon, Subway, Cold Spring, Erkins Water Incorporated, and Rambo Incorporated, bringing us Cold Spring Rockies baseball tonight here on KASM. The Cold Spring Rockies, the field manager, Tom Ficker, it's kind of a double duel, right?
It is. With David Jonas, he kind of takes care of the off-field managing, but being he's the starting third baseman or catcher for the Rockies, it's hard for him to manage at that time, so he got Tom Ficker back to help doing the on-field managing, and things have just worked out great for them the last 2 years doing that together.
I think Tom's actually liking this. This is a young core of ballplayers, isn't it?
It's very young. You know, the joke is they call David Jonas Grandpa because today's starting lineup's a little bit different with an injury to Colin Eskew, but otherwise, generally, David's like 13 years older than the next oldest starter for the Cold Spring Rockies.
Kurt Hemmish, of course, has got years and years of experience of public address announcing over at Cold Spring Baseball Park. And Kurt, I'm going to let you bring us the starting lineup tonight.
For the Cold Spring Rockies, leading off will be the shortstop, Jordan New. Batting second will be the third baseman, David Jonas. Batting third, the first baseman, Austin Duffner. Batting fourth, catching tonight for the Rockies, Kelvin Kaltoff. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Nick Skluzacek. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Brandon Gill. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Andrew Aller. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Sam Distel. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Austin Mayer. And, of course, that we said earlier, pitching tonight for the Cold Spring Rockies, none other than the great left-hander, Ryan Hennon.
Very good. And St. Patrick, Kurt?
For the St. Patrick Irish, their starting lineup is their center fielder, Kyle Rhodes. Batting second is the shortstop, Jack Fridges. Batting third, the catcher, Matt Ambrose. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Seth Ambrose. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Matthew Bexa. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Will Walsh. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Dom Kua. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Ryan Fridges. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Jace Westman. And pitching tonight for St. Patrick is Nick Spitt.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Our starting lineups tonight here on KASM. Hey, for those of you listening back in central Minnesota, and there's a lot of you doing that tonight, 11:50 a.m., that's our main signal. You can pull us up on the web at mychasm.com, listen to the stream at mychasm.com, or at TuneIn Radio. We're also available in FM at 107.7 FM, 107.7 FM, and in HD at 105.5 HD2. Jordan New steps into the box, and we're ready to go as the first pitch from the right-hander, Nick Spitt, is there for a strike in 0-1. New left-handed hitter facing the right-hander Spitt, and the pitch a little bit outside in the count, 1-1. This park, very similar to the dimensions at Richmond Royals Baseball Park, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, when you got 330 right down the line and 365 to straightaway center.
New a ground ball to short. Up with it is Preges, and across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout.
New hit that ball hard directly right at the shortstop. Unfortunately, Preges comes up with a nice play and easily throws him out at first base.
Jordan New, that little inside-out swing, took it the other way, and you'll see him do that a lot.
He does do that a lot. Unfortunately, he can only get enough of an arc on it, so he gets it right over the left side of the infield there. But unfortunately, tonight it was right at the shortstop.
David Jonas in the batter's box, and the first pitch to David is a strike called, and 0-1. David wearing those leggings up tonight, kind of old school, as the right-hander delivers to Jonas, and the fastball looks like a little bit low, and the count 1-1. Jonas been playing in this amateur circuit a long time already, and a swing and a miss by David, strike two. 1-2, one out, no one on for the Rockies here in the first inning. Austin Duffner, he's waiting to hit on deck. Spit delivers outside, and the count 2-2. Kind of interesting, too, here. This kind of echoes. You hear that glove just pop.
Yeah, it's funny because as high as this grandstand is, it's amazing it does that.
Curveball's high and tight, and the count full, 3-2. Spit gets the baseball and just takes off and goes with it. Jonas stepping out that time. And
luckily for David that it was a high ball because I don't think he was actually ready in the batter's box when that pitch came in.
I agree. 3-2 the count. Jonas takes low and away, ball four, and he becomes the game's first base runner. There's also a game going on tonight over in Maple Lake. There's a Class B game going on tonight over in Dassel. So all three parks are busy. You know, it's kind of nice, too, Kurt, with the three-park format now. You're not playing games on Thursday night, and you're not playing 5 o'clock start on Friday night. It's just spread out a lot better.
Well, that, and they only play three games on Sunday, so you're not playing a 7:30 Sunday evening game when somebody's going to get done at 11 o'clock at night.
There it comes. And I ducked. It's natural instinct.
Randy doesn't have to worry about getting hit by a foul ball here, though, because they got the most perfect netting all the way from the bottom right up to the top. So he did flinch on that one, but you don't have to worry about him getting hit.
Austin Duffner fouling that one back to count 0-1 to Austin. Jonas at first, one out, pitches outside from Spit, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. Cold Spring Rockies in the state tournament. Here's the pitch, and Duffner, another foul ball to the net, and the count at 1-2. Boy, Austin Kurt is right on those pitches.
He is. He's right on top of them, and I think he knows where Randy's sitting because I think he fouled both of them directly right at him.
Well, I think the first one, maybe I could have got a glove on it. This last one had to go over a few people. The count, 1-2. That sun's starting to show its rays across the field. The left fielder, I don't know if he's going to be staring into a little bit of sunshine right now. Maybe the case. The lights are still off. Or are they starting to turn them on? It looks like they're turning them on. There's a ground ball to second. The flip to the shortstop for one. The relay to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play ends the Rockies first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. One half inning, it's the Cold Spring Rockies, nothing. St. Patrick coming to bat. We're back in a minute here on KSM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8266. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Cold Spring Rockies in the 2019 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Yeah. Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
And welcome back to Delano Municipal Baseball Park. Randy Rotstein, Kurt Hemmish with you. Ryan Hennon's completed his warm-up tosses. He'll face Kyle Rodas, Jack Frigis, and Matt Ambrose here in the first. Kurt, the Cold Spring Rockies, how old of an organization are the Rockies?
They started in 1992.
And the reason I mention that, so it's about 27 years.
Yep.
27 years. You know, a lot of baseball teams, you talk about the old ball players, and they come back and watch. And the Rockies now have an alumni. You're starting to see some of that alumni come back. I've seen Jeff Lindblom and
Nate Humbert, Mike Roush.
Yeah, those guys are here tonight watching their old team. Hennon's first pitch is a strike. Here's a ground ball to first. And gobbling it up is Duffner. He'll run it to the bag. The unassisted putout.
Kind of neat how you say that about the alumni, because to think that they've only started in 92 doesn't mean that they have a lot of alumni, but their alumni has been faithful to them over the years, and which has been good for the Cold Spring Rockies, thinking that they've only been in existence since 1992.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. All right, in the batter's box, Jack Frigis, Jack the shortstop. And Ryan Hennon on the mound, kicks and delivers. Pitches high for a ball 1-0. So what are we going to see out of Ryan Hennon tonight, Kurt? What are his pitches?
Well, one thing about Ryan Hennon is he doesn't throw many pitches over the middle of the plate. He loves working on that outside corner, and when he can throw that for a strike like he just did right there, that's huge for Ryan Hennon. And if he can do that, stays ahead of the hitters, doesn't get behind guys and things, he gets to work ahead in the count. It's a big plus for him always.
1-1 the count. Ambrose will actually make it Frigis will fall it to the backstop. And the count, 1-2. He has bulked up. You know, it's a lot of muscle. I remember as a high school kid, kind of a skinny kid, and you wonder how he threw so hard. But now he's put a little muscle on him. And
exactly. You can tell his years of college, how they had him on a weight program and things like that, so he built up a lot more muscle.
Yeah,
and he actually throws a lot harder that way, too.
Here's another breaking ball, and that's a hard breaking ball yet, and the count stays 1-2.
Because his brother, he always had more of the baseball build, and his brother Jake, who played for the Rockies for many years, like you said, Ryan was always a smaller guy, but he definitely brings it for a little guy.
Yes, he does. 1-2, 1 out for St. Patrick here in the first. No score if you're just joining us tonight on KASM. The pitch is high from Hennon, and the count, 2-2.
Looks like the state board's got a brand new view over there to watch here.
I was up in that building. That's a pretty impressive little box.
That it is.
They got a porch out there. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Inside a ball, and the count full, 3-2. State tournament, we get a couple umpires for this game tonight. They'll do two umpire crews throughout. And then I think the championship, they come with a few more umpires, but... 3-2 pitch. There's strike three call. Boy, he painted the line there, did Ryan Hennon.
Just like we were talking about how he loved living on the outside corner, he painted it right on the outside corner there, and the batter knew it as soon as the umpire called it. He shook his head, and he walked right to the dugout.
Exactly. That'll bring Matt Ambrose to the plate. Matt and Seth Ambrose, they've been part of the St. Patrick team for a lot of years.
They have, and one thing about these Ambrose brothers, St. Patrick's always been known to have some bigger guys in their team and things. Well, those two still live up to that tradition. They step in that batter's box at about 6'2", big built guys. They go up there and take a healthy cut.
They do. Ambrose follows it back and out of play. The count, 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Just a gorgeous night for baseball here at Delano. Ryan Hennon kicks and delivers. Here's a curveball, bounced foul, and Hennon gets ahead in this count, 0-2. And that's where he can nibble a lot more, can he?
He can't. That's been a big advantage for Ryan Hennon throughout his career, that he always generally gets to work ahead in the count. When you get to work ahead in the count, you get to nibble at the corners and things like that there, maybe get him to chase one just out of the strike zone.
0-2 the count to Matt Ambrose. Hennon kicks and delivers, and Ambrose pops this one up shallow right field. Back on the grass, and making the catch over there for the Rockies is Sam Distel, and that'll do it for St. Patrick in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1 inning in our books, the Cold Spring Rockies and St. Patrick scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
You're ready to plan your big day. Whether it's across the stage or down the aisle, let Cold Spring Bakery help you celebrate your special occasion in style. Choose from our special almond cake with a raspberry filling, or rich dark chocolate cake with a sinfully luscious mousse filling. And let our decorators decorate it in a style unique for you. Check out our cakebook at coldspringbakery.com. Cold Spring Bakery, baking for your special occasion.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
This is the first of many games this weekend here on KASM. We'll have a couple on Sunday. Avon and Lake Henry, that'll be at 11 o'clock here on Chasm. And then at 1:30, we'll have New Munich as they take on Marble. Those are Chasm games over on KDDG. Kirby Hemish will have the Cold Spring Springers playing Victoria at 1:30 on KDDG on Sunday. So, Kurt, Central Minnesota is pretty well represented here at the state tournament this year.
They are, and you can throw New London Spice in there. They're actually playing the game over in Maple Lake tonight.
They are. Watkins is in this tournament. They play tomorrow, I believe. You can't forget Sartell got a number one seed. Farman got a number one seed.
Foley's a number two.
Foley's a number two. Here we go. Calvin Kaltoff leads it off. First pitch to Calvin outside a ball from Spit. 1-0, and there's a strike called in, 1-1. Ball and a strike to Calvin Kaltoff. Calvin, a ground ball back to Spit on the mound. He's going to grab it. The underhand flip, and 1-3 on the putout of Kaltoff.
Spit doing a good job, just like Ryan Hinnon has so far. He's working ahead of the count, and then he gets you to go chase one a little bit on the outside corner there. And unfortunately, he just hits a soft tapper right back to him.
Yeah, I look at, besides the walk for Spit, he's had 3 ground ball outs. So actually 4 with the double play. That'll bring Nick Skluzacek to the plate. And the pitch to Nick is low and away, ball one. This middle of the Rockies lineup, we were talking about big St. Patrick players, but you put Duffner, Kaltoff, and Skluzacek together. Those boys got some arms, too, as Skluzacek drives this to right field, and it's going to go over the right fielder's head. Rolling all the way to the ivy, Skluzacek digging for second, and he's in there standing up.
Well, right off the get-go, it looked like that ball was going to go over the right fielder's head. He didn't do a very good job of retrieving back on that play, and fortunately for the Rockies, he was able to get it just over his head for a stand-up double.
You bet. Skluzacek gets a double out of that. Will Walsh, I don't know if just judging the ball, because he did not go back instantly on it, and I guess that first ball out to the outfielder is always a trial and error thing.
It is, and it's just that time of the night right now where the sun's just going down a little bit like that there. And of course, we could see it a lot easier from back here.
Brandon Gill to the plate. Brandon rips it to third. A diving stop by Freges and on to first. 5-3 on the putout, taking a hit away from Gill.
That was one heck of a play by that third baseman. He dove as far as he could to his left just so he could field the ball as hard as it was hit. He was easily able to check the runner, Skluzacek back to second, throw the guy out at first. But if that ball gets by him, Rockies would be up 1-0.
That'll bring Andrew Aller to the plate. Andrew, the DH tonight. And Andrew was put into the lineup here tonight, Kurt, because the Rockies got some high school players that are in football, right?
They do, with the two Humbert boys in high school football and with their left fielder, Colin Escu, dislocating his shoulder last week in Regions. It ends up having the Rockies putting a couple reserves in the lineup, and Andrew is one of them.
First pitch to Andrew is a strike called, 0-1. It almost looked like they had a play on because the pitcher Spit ducked down, maybe expecting a throw to second, and no throw was made.
I was kind of surprised he didn't throw down because that's definitely what he wanted.
Pitch two, Aller, a little bit low on the count, 1-1 one strike. I don't know, Nick at second getting maybe a bigger secondary lead than St. Patrick would like. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Aller, strike two. One ball, two strikes the count to Andrew Aller. Nick Skluzacek, the base runner, out at second, and there are two outs here in the second. On deck, Sam Distel. Spit ready. He's going to work from the stretch. The pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by the catcher, Matt Ambrose, keeping it in front of him. Count at two balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss on a sweeping slider. That'll do it for the Rockies here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played one and a half. The Colts spring Rockies and St. Patrick scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here, a partner of the law firm Willenbring, Dahl, Wolken & Zimmerman, with offices in Cold Spring, Avon, and now Albany. You've probably heard me on Aunt Sarah's party line more than a few times since I've been with the firm for over 36 years. Despite my advancing age, I haven't been put out to pasture yet. The good news is that even when I do retire, we have four younger, excellent attorneys that can help you with your legal matters. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning. St. Patrick coming to the plate against Ryan Hennen. Kurt, would you have expected anything less? Both teams throwing their aces tonight. And I mean, it's single elimination here. You're going to see some good pitching early on.
Absolutely. You got to go out there and throw your ace. There's no doubt about that there. And they're both up there throwing BBs right now, and we're going to see that, I'm sure, for a little while.
Absolutely. Yeah, one run is going to be a big run here tonight as Seth Ambrose, the cleanup hitter, taking Ryan Hennen's first pitch outside a ball. And 1-0. I thought Matt Ambrose was a big dude. Seth Ambrose is a little bit bigger yet. The kick, the pitch. There's a strike that hits the outside corner in the count 1-1.
Seth Ambrose, if I'm not mistaken, it was played college hockey for the Minnesota Gophers.
Oh, wow. 1-1, fouled at the plate, and the count, one ball, two strikes. Getting ahead, that's what Ryan Hinnon's doing right now, the 1-2 and 0-2. Nice pitch by Hennen. Ryan ready, he delivers, and Ambrose will foul this back to the net, and the count stays 1-2. So we have 32 teams playing in this first weekend. The 16 winners will play the 16 number one seeds next weekend. And here's a ground ball up the middle. Distel dives. He can't come up with it. And St. Patrick able to muster their first hit tonight off of Ryan Hennen.
Seth Ambrose did a nice job of taking that pitch on the outside corner and putting it just past the diving Sam Distel at second base to give St. Patrick their first hit of the evening.
Matthew Pexta to the plate. And you kind of wonder, too, if Pexta maybe is looking for a bunt here, as if they want to get a runner in scoring position.
Well, looking at what's happened so far, the way these pitchers are throwing BBs up there, you wouldn't be surprised if somebody wanted to put somebody in scoring position.
Ryan Hennen delivers, and taking all the way is Pexta. And the count, one ball, no strikes. It's a little bit high. 1-0 the count. Seth Ambrose over at first. Pexa, the number five hitter, so I'm thinking he follows Ambrose. He's still probably a pretty good hitter. The pitch, and this is fouled back to the screen, and the count at one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Pexa looking down to his third base coach. Ambrose takes a pretty good lead. Duffner holds him. And Ryan Hennen, just a courtesy check, throws over to first base.
I like how you say that's a courtesy check, because the way he just kind of lobs the ball over there, there's no way he's ever going to pick somebody off with that one.
Right, right. But it's like I'm watching the hit, right? And strike on the inside corner to Pexa. And the count, one ball, two strikes. The first couple pitches, he kept him outside and now brought him one in on the fists. And I'm sure Pexa's thinking, well, what's next? One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Another little soft toss to first. And Amber's back safely.
Not only that, he threw him a couple sliders on the outside part of the plate. He came in there with a fastball on the inside part for that strike, too.
1-2 the count. Hannon, the pitch, driven to right field. There to make the catch for the Rockies is Brandon Gill, and there's one out. Boy, that had a little slice to it, didn't it?
It did. It kind of took that outside pitch to the right side, and it looked like it was almost going to maybe for a second go in the gap over there, but it kind of sliced right back towards right fielder Brandon Gill.
But like you said in the first inning, everything that's been hit so far has been to the right side. And we've had right-handed hitters. Even the base hit was to the right side yet. Now we got a left-hander in Will Walsh. Walsh takes a strike and 0-1. One out, one on. See if Walsh takes it the other way over to this side. No, he pulls it actually. Duffner thought about going to second. We'll run it to the bag. He did make the look, though, and, you know, sometimes your angle is not good where you're throwing right into the runner. That might have been the case there.
Well, that and the ball wasn't hit real hard. He probably looked and thinking, geez, it's going to be a close play at second. I better make sure I for sure get it out here, which he could easily do being three steps from the bag at first base there, thinking I'm not going to go throw it down to second. Let's not get him there and then not get anything at all. Let's for sure take one out here.
You bet. And you've got Ryan Hanna on the mound. Dom DeLuca steps into the batter's box, the designated hitter, and the pitch fouled to the net, and 0-1 to DeLuca. The base runner is Seth Ambrose. He's out at second. Hit a piece so far for each team. DeLuca, right-handed hitter, facing the left-hander Hanna. And another foul back and out of play in the count, 0-2. Ryan with one strikeout so far tonight. He has been known when he's really on to strike out double digits.
He has. That first game of the regional this year, he did have 15 strikeouts that day.
0-2 the count. Hannon shakes off that first sign from Calvin Kaltoff. Ryan looks back to second. Another look, and DeLuca's going to step out of the batter's box. So are Hannon and Kaltoff about the same age, Kurt?
I believe Kaltoff is... They're a year apart. I'm just trying to think of which way it is right now.
Hannon's pitch, curveball, bounced foul, and the count at 0-2 yet.
I'm pretty sure Calvin's 1 year older than Ryan.
And Calvin just finished school up at NDSU, didn't he?
Yep. He does have a year eligibility left, but he does have his 4 years of schooling in, so.
And is Ryan going to college yet?
I don't know for sure. He was down in Carolina going to school, but I'm not 100% sure if he's going back this year or not, because unfortunately for Ryan, he's had some arm trouble, and that's why he did join the team late again this year because of it. But once he came back, we found out how healthy he really was.
Yeah. Followed out of play by DeLuca, so the battle continues between Dom DeLuca and Ryan Hannon, with Seth Ambrose out at second and two outs. No score if you're just joining us tonight on KASM. Remember, you can pull us up on our stream at mychasm.com on FM 107.7 FM and HD at 105.5 HD2. And the Hannon pitch just misses, a good tease down by the knees, and 1-2 the count.
I like how you say it was a good tease, because I think Ryan and Calvin both wanted that call, but unfortunately they didn't get it. It was just a shade low.
One ball, two strikes. Hannon's pitch. Curveball. Drive to right field. Coming in is Gill. He calls for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Irish here in the second. They leave a leadoff single. No runs, a hit. No errors. One left on base. Two in our books. The Cold Spring Rockies, St. Patrick Irish, scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Is your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be? If not, call Erkin's Water and let us help. Hi, I'm Don Erkins from Erkins Water, and I grew up in the water business, have seen a lot of changes in the quality of well water and existing wells. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in water today. We do have equipment that will clean that up. We have iron filters that now use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerates on water usage, not days. All of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill assault. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality or the taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call us and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that makes your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. So call Erkins Water today and let's get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, each team has sent seven men to the plate so far in this ball game. We go to the top of the third inning, Sam Distel, Austin Mayer, and then back to the top in Jordan New, facing a right-hander, Nick Spitt. And Spitt's pitch is on the outside corner. Strike one, Sam Distel, a young kid. Got a little baseball blood in his line, though, doesn't he?
Yes, indeed he does. With his mom being a Toronto from Richmond, he had plenty of uncles that played for the Richmond Royals.
That's right. That's right. And a grandpa that comes to every game just about in central Minnesota. I see Ralph here tonight with his wife, Sue. So, yep, out watching Sam.
And, of course, Sam's father pitched for Green Isle back in the day.
That's right.
Right,
yep.
From down Gary in this Distel. Neck of the woods.
Yep.
So,
one ball, two strikes the count to Sam Distel. The pitch is low and 2-2.
Sam's only going to be a senior at Ricordi High School.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, we were talking about that in our region tournament, too. Some of the field presence of some of these kids as Sam swings and misses strike three. But to be playing at this level already, at that young of age, that takes a special kid.
Absolutely. You look at Farming's lineup last week when you had Navratil, who's going to be a junior in high school, and Isaac Ned, who just graduated, and Winkles, who just graduated. To think of how young that team was that they were out there playing and ended up being Region 15 C champs.
You bet. And like Sam Distel tonight, going to be a senior, the Humbert boys. I mean, playing at this level and playing in a state tournament. Yeah. First pitch to Austin Mayer is a strike at 0-1. Austin, a ground ball in the hole, knocked down by the shortstop. Here's the throw to first, not in time by Freges. And Austin Mayer with an infield single. And that's what you want out of a number nine hitter. Set it up for the top.
Absolutely. And to think that Austin Mayer got inserted into the lineup because the regular number nine hitter, Colin Eskew, unfortunately dislocated his shoulder last week in region, so he's not here. Here's Austin, who hasn't had many chances throughout the year, comes and gets his first state tournament appearances and starts off with a single right off the bat.
The third baseman playing back here for Jordan New. And Jordan, left-handed hitter. Jordan's going to show a little bunt early on and pulls back on it. And the pitch, a called strike, 0-1.
You and I have watched Jordan New play many times. We know how he likes to do that. We see that St. Patrick doesn't. And I think if that ball was a little bit lower, I think he'd have laid that one down.
Looks like Spitt's going to be in charge of that third base line right now. Here's the pitch to Jordan New. A strike on the outside corner, and right away, he's down in the hole at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Mayer takes his lead. Here's the pitch and popped up in the infield. Calling for it is the third baseman. And making the catch.
It's funny, it was popped up right behind the pitcher. It looked like either the second baseman or first baseman were going to call for it. And all of a sudden, at the last second, the third baseman takes over control.
Yeah. It's unusual. Usually your shortstop's going to take charge there, but Ryan Freges and Jack Freges. Jack's the shortstop. Ryan, the third baseman, takes it. So two outs. Here comes David Jonas to the plate. David actually walked in his only at bat tonight. Takes a pitch low and outside in the count 1-0. David's the kind of guy, he'd put a stick on the ball and send it sailing here tonight yet. He's got a good swing.
Absolutely. We've seen him do that for the Central Valley League in the All-Star game that night down in Watkins when he hit one over the batter's eye in center field. And just like David's done many times, he's led the Rockies in home runs for quite a few years.
Yes, he has. He gets fooled there on a breaking ball from Spitt and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. Pitch just a little bit outside and now 2-1.
Notice all these Rocky batters are stepping all the batter's box and making sure that Spitt slows down a little bit.
Exactly.
He was working so fast in that first inning, he was catching a couple of those guys off guard. Now they actually always step out between every pitch just to make sure he can't do that.
And Jonas skies this one to right field. Second baseman going out. Walsh will call him off. He'll make the catch out in right. And that'll do it for the Rockies in the third. They leave another base runner. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played 2.5, the Cold Spring Rockies and St. Patrick scoreless. We're back in a minute.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices, salads, a breakfast menu, $5 footlongs, and a fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies.
It's a Minnesota tradition. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM. All day and night. Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
No runs, two hits, no errors for the Cold Spring Rockies. No runs, a hit, and no errors for St. Patrick. Heading to the bottom of the third inning, a scoreless game. Both pitchers in control so far. Ryan Hennon set to face the 8-9-1. Ryan Friedrichs, Jace Westman, and Kyle Rodas. Ryan Friedrichs, the third baseman, the kick, the pitch, and Hennon misses outside a ball, 1-0. Those pitches look pretty nice. 1-0 the count. Hennon's pitch and foul back and out of play. And the count, 1-1. If you make your way down to Delano, there's quite a bit of parking. It's this whole area, though, is very spread out. And so lots of area to walk and to mill around as Friedrichs will foul it back and out of play again. And the count at 1-2.
Yeah, they have a huge splash pad back behind the grandstand here, which works out well for their food stand. It just ends up being a little bit farther away from the park, but it's just a gorgeous park down here, Randy.
It really is. Hennon has the sign from Calvin Kaltoff, and that pitch bouncing up to the plate, and the count at 2-2. 2-2. Friday night baseball. In a couple weeks, it'll be Friday night football. High school football practice started this week. Here's a ground ball to short. Jordan New goes down on it. Strong throw to first. 6-3 on the put out. That's a nice play. Jordan had time to get his body in front of it, yet even kind of ensured that he was going to make that play. Got down a little bit. Not totally on a knee, but made the play, and he's got a strong arm.
Went down and fielded the perfect just like he wanted him to and make sure he had his whole body behind it and came across with a strong throw.
Jace Westman, the left fielder, right-handed hitter, steps into the batter's box. Cold Spring Rockies, part of the Central Valley League. And Westman swings and misses strike one. Central Valley League sent four teams to their region. The Watkins Clippers and Cold Spring Rockies came out. Luxembourg and St. Augusta did not make it to the state tournament. There's a strike called and 0-2 to Westman.
Along with Sartell and Foley out of the Sauk Valley League for Region 11C.
Both are very good teams.
Absolutely.
The ball, it's 2-2. And the pitch, a check swing. He went around. Strike three called.
Yeah, the batter thought that he was able to check it on that, but I'm not so sure it wasn't a strike to begin with, and he definitely did go far enough.
Ryan Henning records a second strikeout, and to the top of the order we go, Kyle Rodas. Kyle bounced to Duffner in his first at bat. The kick, the pitch by Henning, high for a ball, 1-0. Hopefully we get a score here shortly from Dassel and also from Maple Lake as a shot hit right to center. Probably the hardest hit ball of the night, but right at the Rocky center fielder, and that'll do it for St. Patrick here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played three. The Rockies and St. Patrick scoreless. We're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Join a league this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at Cold Spring Lanes. There's options when it comes to league bowling, men's and ladies leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub options. Cold Spring Lanes is open now for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights. Every other game is free through Labor Day, and you just got to try Cosmic Bowling every Saturday night from 9:30 to 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more at Cold Spring Lanes. Call Dave for information on Cold Spring Lanes bowling hours at 685-8150.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the fourth inning for the Cold Spring Rockies. Austin Duffner, Kelvin Kaltoff, Nick Skozacek. Kind of the meat of this Rocky lineup here. Let's see the second time around if the boys can swing the bats. And the Rockies with two hits so far. They've had three base runners. David Jonas walked in the first and then was retired on a double play ball. Duffner in his first at bat bounced into a double play. And the pitch to Austin is a strike and 0-1.
You were talking about our 3, 4, and 5 hitters, the size they had. You can throw our 2-hitter Jonas in with that.
You're
that 2, 3, 4, and 5 hitter are about as big as anybody.
Yes, they are. Pitch to Duffner outside and the count 1-1. Cold Spring Rocky Baseball tonight here on KASM. Thanks for being with us. The pitch, Duffner, a shot in the hole and into right field. A base hit for Austin Duffner.
Austin did a nice job of taking that inside pitch and slapping it right between the first and second baseman for a beautiful single for the Rockies.
So the third hit given up by right-hander Nick Spitt, and it'll bring Kelvin Kaltoff to the plate. Again, Kurt, I've been bringing it up here a couple times tonight already. Do you work for that first run?
Well, it's a little early in the game with this part of the order up, but sooner or later, somebody's going to have to.
Kaltoff will take a pitch low and 1-0. Kelvin's got a lot of doubles in that bat.
That he does, so it's a little bit of a tough part of the order to try to lay down a bunt here, but like I said, sooner or later, somebody will.
Here's Kaltoff ripping it into left field, another base hit. Back-to-back hits for the 3 and 4 hitters for the Rockies. And here's Nick Skozacek.
And, of course, Nick has the biggest hit for the Rockies so far with that double over the right fielder's head, his first at-bat.
Yeah. Had a good swing on Nick Spitt in the first time around. Brandon Gill on deck for the Rockies.
And you can tell it's the elimination game early because right away when the Rockies get two guys on here in the fourth inning, somebody quickly runs to the bullpen.
Charging is the first baseman, Seth Ambrose. And Skozacek didn't show anything that time as far as a bunt, and he takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0.
And you know when you're playing an elimination game like this, you almost got to have somebody loose at all times once you get in this part of the game.
I agree. It's the fourth inning already, and it's, yeah. Somebody's got to be ready. The pitch again, low to Nick Skluzacek in the count 2-0. That got a few hoots and hollers from the fan base here at Delano tonight. Spitt looks to first, now glances back to second. Another glance, Skluzacek calls for time, and he's going to get it from the home plate umpire. You know, once he looked at second twice, Nick said, no, we're not going to let you toy with me, and he asked for time.
Yeah, he did a good job of calling for time there, just so he wasn't going to be able to sneak one in him because the second baseman was kind of creeping in behind Duffner.
The kick, the pitch, low and away, ball three. Three balls, no strike. Spitt would like another baseball.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the first 3-0 count we've seen all night between either pitcher.
Well, David Jonas walked. So it was more 3-2, though. Yeah, now yep. 3-0. Yeah, you are correct. 3-0 the count to Skluzacek, and high and tight, ball four. Well, the Rockies have some options now with the bases loaded and nobody out. Here comes Brandon Gill to the plate. Brandon Gill, the Rocky right fielder. His first at bat tonight. Brandon ripped a shot to third base. A nice play over there by the third baseman. And Brandon now just looking down to Tom Ficker. What he'd like to see done. And now we're going to get a visit to the mound yet. A mound visit. Hey, while we have this time, let's let you know our sponsors for tonight's ball game. Thank you to these folks for bringing us Cold Spring Rocky Baseball on KESM. Tom Kramer Incorporated, the Cold Spring Bakery, Pepsport, World Spring Hill, Cold Spring Lane, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Lakes Eye Clinic, Westwind Woodworkers, Albany Family Dentistry, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring and Avon, Subway of Cold Spring, Erkins Water, and Rambo Incorporated are sponsors for the Cold Spring Rockies game tonight. 3-0 and nobody out here in the fourth.
It's probably a good mound visit by the St. Patrick manager at that point, you know, making sure everybody's on the same page here. It's like, what you going to do? It looks like the corners are going to be coming home with it. They're playing up the middle. Looks like they're willing to go for a double play ball and giving up a run.
Brandon Gill in the box. Spitt will work out of the windup with the bases loaded, and Gill slices this one foul over the first base bleacher section and out of play.
A little surprise after you just seen four straight balls to him, but they gave him one right down the heart of the plate, and Gill jumped on it instantly.
He thought that might be his best pitch of the at-bat here. Exactly. 0-1 the count to Brandon Gill. A swing and a miss. Strike two. Now Gill's got to shorten it up, and hopefully he can punch one out to second or short and maybe get a run in here for the Rockies. On deck, it's Andrew Aller. Spitz pitching, a swing and a miss. Big strikeout of Brandon Gill.
Well, just what Spitt wanted there with the bases loaded, nobody out. It's the pitcher's best friend to get a strikeout there, and he did that on three pitches, throwing that fastball right past Brandon Gill on that one.
For the Rockies, to the plate, Andrew Aller. Andrew struck out in his first at bat. Duffner over at third, Kultoff at second, Skluzacek at first, and a swing and a miss by Aller, strike one.
Looks like he's got a little bit more on his fastball with the bases loaded here this inning as he's had earlier.
Yeah, he's able to pitch out of the windup here too now. Out of the stretch, he was struggling. Aller follows this to the backstop, and he finds himself down in a hole, 0-2. Distal on deck for the Rockies. Ambrose at first to playing off the bag at first. So that tightens up that hole between first and second. The pitch just a little bit low. Spitt teasing him there, and the count at 1-2.
I think the St. Patrick faithful wanted that one.
Got a score update. After two innings, Howard Lake and New London Spicer. New London leads 1-0. That pitch low, and 2-2 now to Aller. Two balls, two strikes.
New London, the runner-up from Region 4C this year.
2-2 the count to Aller. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch from Spitt, the breaking ball, and Aller gets caught looking.
He got by with the one before that. It looked like it was just a shade low that the St. Patrick faithful wanted. This one here, he got him fooled, and he got the strikeout he was looking for. Spitt doing a great job of coming back with two strikeouts with the bases loaded, nobody out.
Going to bring Sam Distel to the plate. Sam struck out in his first at bat against the right-hander, and the pitch from Spitt is low and outside, and the count 1-0. Spitt with four strikeouts so far through the first 3 2/3. And here's a shot to short. Knocked down by Freges and flips to second. They get the force. And that'll do it for the Rockies here in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left on. We played 3.5. It's the Cold Spring Rockies and St. Patrick scoreless. We're back in a minute.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.